Even one life is precious. Those were the words this afternoon from Tedros Ghebreyesus, the head of the World Health Organization, said we all need to come together to fight the coronavirus pandemic.
If there is national unity, and if there is global solidarity, if we take this as a common enemy for humanity and give our best, of course, understanding that this is a new virus and dangerous virus, we can win the fight. We can.
In an impassioned plea, Ghebreyesus said, let's not play with fire. The coronavirus has infected nearly 2.5 million people worldwide. Nearly 170,000 people have died from COVID-19. Those are only the confirmed cases. Scientists warn those figures are likely much higher. Today, Ghebreyesus stressed the underlying reality. Behind the numbers are human lives.
Anyone dying is the father, mother, grandfather, grandmother of somebody. It's life.
Ghebreyesus said humanity has not confronted anything like this since the 1918 flu. And just like then, Ghebreyesus said the disease we're confronting today is highly contagious and extremely deadly. He said this time around we have modern technology to help. But Ghebreyesus stressed again and again, nations of the world must work together to stop the spread of disease.
I know what poverty means. I know what war means. I know what killer disease means. I know what is behind all these problems. And I have been warning, we have been warning from day one. This is a devil that everybody should fight.
Beyond the grim statistics are also stories of many people stepping up to help. Small acts of selflessness, like shopping for an older neighbor who can't get to the store, or people sewing protective masks for strangers. Then there's the story of Hassan Akkad. He's a filmmaker in London. His documentary Exodus tells his own story of fleeing the Syrian civil war. 3 years ago, he was accepting an award from the British Academy of Film and Television Arts.
For you to understand how surreal this moment for me is, exactly 20 months ago, I was on a dinghy trying to cross from Turkey to Greece, and I'm here right now. It's...
But when the coronavirus hit, Hassan put down his camera and began another job as a cleaner in his local hospital.
So I work 8 hours a day, 7 to 3. When we get there, we are given uniform. So our clothes go into a separate bag, and then we put our uniform on and then put our PPE on. And then I work at one of the COVID-19 wards, and I start scrubbing and disinfecting the tables, the bed frames, every touch point, like everything that you can touch with your hand. Mop the entire floor, and it takes me like 7 to 7.5 hours, and then take a shower and come back home.
So I'm just really curious what this experience has been like for you specifically. Like, was there something with the pandemic that you did not really understand before taking this job, and now you do get it?
Yes. So I have an issue with the rhetoric that this pandemic is the great leveler. I keep hearing this phrase everywhere.
And when you say the great leveler, it's the kind of disease that we have been told will attack everybody regardless of wealth or class or et cetera.
Which is true. It does attack everyone, but we don't experience it similarly. Because, you know, like self-isolating in a mansion in the suburbs of California isn't like self-isolating in a refugee camp in Idlib in northern Syria or in one of the Greek islands like Lesbos, Moria camp. When you have access to medical health and when you can actually get on a ventilator if things accelerate, that's great. But if you are in a refugee camp, because I'm speaking as a refugee, if you're in a refugee camp, there is no running water, there is no hand sanitizers, and you cannot technically self-isolate in a tent. So I don't think it's the great equalizer or the great leveler. I know we're all going through this, but we are experiencing it differently.
Hassan, there's a video that's been making the rounds in the UK. You've probably seen it. You clap for me now is the hashtag. Two media producers put it together, and we see a number of immigrants speaking about, and you may think it's they're speaking about themselves, strangers from overseas taking your jobs, but it's actually the coronavirus they're talking about.
You clap for me now.
You cheer as I toil.
Bringing food to your family.
Bringing food from your soil.
Propping up your hospitals.
Not some foreign invader.
A delivery driver.
Teacher.
lifesaver.
And the plea from these various essential workers that you're clapping for me now, so don't forget who we are and why we're essential when this is over. It sounds like some of this resonates for you.
100%. Can I tell you about, like, personally, from my own words, okay? My colleagues are from Nigeria. They are from Ghana, Poland, Spain. Me, I'm Syrian. 99% of my COVID ward colleagues are migrants and refugees. We have left our loved ones and our families behind so we can be on the front line to help this country combat coronavirus. When this nightmare is over, I'm hoping that this will start an international discussion about how we treat migrants and refugees, because for years now, the anti-migrant rhetoric has been on the rise. We've shut our borders and we put kids in cages and we've sent boat backs and we call them leeches. And it hurts. But you now you see migrants in Britain, you see them delivering parcels, you see them stacking shelves, you see them cleaning toilets. This is a lesson, I think, to everyone around the world about what migrants and refugees offer to their host communities.
So you may be cleaning now, Hassan, but you're still a filmmaker. Has this experience given you some ideas for a movie, maybe?
It has. I mean, I'm learning on a daily basis. To be honest, I am also guilty of living in my own bubble because all my friends here are like, they have a term for them, like champagne socialists, like we. But now I am mixing with the people from other classes and people of other experiences, and I'm listening to their stories and I see how they are going about their lives during this. You know, like filmmakers are storytellers. And while my priority now is to clean and disinfect the toilets and the COVID wards, I do want to tell the story.
Hassan Akkad is a Syrian filmmaker. He's been working as a cleaner at a hospital in London where he lives. Hassan Akkad, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.